Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
It's another blustery day here in downtown Davenport, but the Quad Cities River Bandits are set to go back to work as they get set for a rare Game 3 rubber match here in the Midwest League, hosting the South Bend Cubs to wrap up opening weekend here at Modern Woodman Park. Good afternoon, everybody. As always, Kyle Kirchwell with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from today, we're so glad you joined us for Game 3 of the season. And as I mentioned, the final game between Quad Cities and South Bend this weekend. The Bandits picked up their first win of the year last night in a bit of an odd way, but a win is a win. Let's recap the contest a bit, starting in the third inning when South Bend looked to Jefferson Rojas to give the team another early lead. We saw Rojas hit a solo homer as the second batter of the game on opening night Friday, and he once again struck early for the Cubs last night with an RBI single, making it 3-1 Cubs. Steven Zoback got the start for Quad Cities. He went four innings and gave up just that one run, and he helped the Bandits fight back into the game. And QC didn't wait long to do so. Carter Jensen came through with a two-run single in the bottom of the third inning to give Quad Cities their first lead of the year. One inning later, in the top of the fifth, South Bend struck again. This time a run on an error. Jonathan Long sent a deep fly ball to right field that Jarrett Dickey couldn't make a catch on, and that allowed Ethan Hearn, who had reached with a leadoff single, to come in to score. That was the only run given up by reliever Ryan Ramsey on another really good night for the Quad Cities bullpen. They put up zeros from that run on all the way through eventually 10 innings as Quad Cities needed the bottom of the 10th to break a 2-2 tie, and they did so with a walk-off walk. Cale Emshoff had two walk-off swings for the River Bandits in 2023. This year, he didn't need to swing. He walks it off with a stroll down to first base as the Cubs had loaded the bases with a walk and an intentional walk, plus the placed runner to get to Emshoff, and Cale made him pay, taking a 3-2 pitch up and inside and trotting down to first with the game winner. The final score, 3-2, even though Quad Cities was out-hit 7-6, they get the victory. The win officially in the scorecard goes to Brandon Johnson, who was the last of the three relievers to pitch for Quad Cities last night. He was spectacular. Two perfect innings with two strikeouts. The Bandits also got a scoreless eighth inning from Parker Harm, who sandwiched a broken bat roller with two strikeouts of his own. And then, as I mentioned, Ryan Ramsey gave the Bandits a very good piggyback start in relief of Steven Zoback, going three frames, allowing one unearned run on 4 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. So back with another solid performance for the Bandits. 4 innings of 1-run ball with 4 Ks. For the South Bend Cubs, their starter was Grant Kemp. He matched Steven Zoback with 4 innings of his own, but gave up the 2 River Bandits runs in the 3rd inning on that Carter Jensen single. He gave up the 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The Cubs bullpen, also very solid in the game. Sam Armstrong was the first reliever out of the bullpen for Nick Lovello. He threw 2 scoreless innings, working around 2 hits with no walks and 5 strikeouts of his own. And then Hunter Veets gave the squad 2 scoreless innings before passing the torch to Yovani Cabrera, who pitched pretty well but did issue 4 walks, including the eventual game winner in the bottom of the 10th. So Quad Cities back to work for their Game 3 rubber match tonight. And they'll go up against Tyler Schlaefer, the 9th round selection by the Cubs back in 2019. Schlaefer getting his feet wet once again after undergoing Tommy John surgery in 2022. He, along with the River Bandits starter, Henry Williams, coming back from TJ. Williams set to make his High A and River Bandits debut this afternoon. We'll talk a little bit more about those starting pitchers and get you today's starting lineups after a quick break as we continue the River Bandits pregame show in just a moment here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Welcome back inside the John O'Donnell Press Box here at historic Modern Woodman Park, certifiably the best minor league ballpark in America. Kyle Kirchwell with you to wrap up today's pregame show as we get you set for Game 3 of opening weekend here in downtown Davenport. Let's get to the starting lineups first for the visiting South Bend Cubs, as put together by manager Nick Lovello, who's in his first year at the helm of Chicago's High A affiliate. Leading off, it's the center fielder Brett Bateman. Jefferson Rojas bats second and plays short. And batting third, it's the designated hitter Jonathan Long. Brian Kelmer is at first base. He'll bat cleanup. Pedro Ramirez is back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. He'll bat fifth and play second. And batting sixth, it's the left fielder Yohendrick Piñango. Fabian Pertuz will make his 2024 debut, batting seventh and playing third base. Parker Chavers will bat eighth and play right. And batting ninth, it's the catcher Casey Opitz. On the mound for the Cubs, as I mentioned, it's 22-year-old Tyler Schlaefer. The 6'1", 180-pound right-hander hails from Homewood, Illinois, and was drafted out of high school by the Cubs back in 2019. He made his pro debut in the Arizona Complex League that year and spent most of 2021 in Single-A Myrtle Beach, where he put up pedestrian numbers. In 2022, he was really good with the Pelicans, a 3.82 ERA, 84 strikeouts, and 75 and a third innings, and eventually made his way to South Bend, but he only pitched in 1 game before being shut down for the year and undergoing Tommy John surgery. Today marks the first time he'll see game action since that appearance with South Bend back in 2022. Now, the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, as put together by manager Brooks Conrad, who's now in his 3rd year, his 3rd consecutive year, leading the Quad Cities River Bandits. Leading off in center field, it's Carson Rockefort. He's the number 17 prospect in the Royal system, and he's been in the leadoff spot for the Bandits in each of their first 3 games this year. Batting second, it's the DH, Carter Jensen. He gets a break from the field. Batting third, at third, it's Trevor Werner. Batting fourth at first base, it's Brett Squires. Omar Hernandez will make his River Bandits in High A debut, batting fifth and doing the catching. Jack Pineda will go to short and bat sixth. Justin Johnson, who spent some time with the River Bandits at the end of last year, will get the start at second base and make his season debut batting seventh. Gene Ramirez also makes his 2024 debut. He bats eighth and plays right field. And also making their debut today, it's Davey Snedell, the River Bandits left fielder. He rounds out the order, batting ninth. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the 22-year-old right-hander from Greenwich, Connecticut, Henry Williams. He's a former Duke product and a former third-round pick by the San Diego Padres back in 2022. He played 2 years in the ACC with the Blue Devils and then made his pro debut for Lake Elsinore last year. That is the single-A affiliate for the Padres. He put up okay numbers there, a 5.74 ERA, but the strikeout numbers were solid. He then, after being traded in the Scott Barlow deal in August last year, made five appearances for single-A Columbia, and his numbers there were better than they were for the Storm. He put up a 3.38 ERA in five starts, 24 total innings, with 23 strikeouts and 13 walks. As I mentioned, both starters today underwent Tommy John surgery in 2022. Obviously, Schlaefer's just now making his way back. And for Quad Cities, Henry Williams is going to toe the rubber for the first time this season after coming back from that as well. Williams, as I mentioned, originally drafted by the Padres. He actually had his Tommy John surgery right before the 2022 draft and started to work his way back last year. The fastball velocity has dipped a little bit for him since coming back, but I was talking to Derek Lewis, the River Bandits pitching coach, before the game today, and he was saying he loves the cerebral approach that Henry has. He's a guy that really hits his spot. He's really analytically inclined, and he's very excited to watch Williams make his high A and River Bandits debut this afternoon here at Modern Woodman Park. Starting lineup and the opening day, or I should say the opening matinee, if you will, festivities coming to a close here in Davenport. We'll take a quick pause for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll get underway with game three of this three-game set between the Cubs and the River Bandits. Midwest League Baseball is next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park is hosting baseball.
This time, we'd like to thank U.S. Bank for sponsoring the Patriot Seats. We'll get behind Section 5. They are providing tickets to the USO on the Rock Island Rice Bowl. We have tickets to service members and their families for every River Bandits home game this season. And now, fans, at this time, we're in please rise and remove your caps in honor of the playing of our national anthem brought to you by Window World of Davenport. Performing this afternoon's national anthem and representing the QC Rock Academy, please welcome the 2024 Iowa Junior Miss Heart of USA, Erica Hissong. And thanks to this time, let's introduce this afternoon's River Bandits Battery, sponsored by Batteries Plus.
For the final time on opening weekend 2024, River Bandits Baseball is back on the air. A beautiful, well, not so beautiful, a blustery Sunday afternoon, I should say, here at Modern Woodman Park. But the beautiful news is that the sun has come out, and after loads of rain and wind earlier today, we are set to commence with this Game 3 rubber match. If you're watching us on Bally Live or MILB TV, you've got to look at the 6'5 right-hander and former Duke Blue Devil, Henry Williams, who is set to make both his River Bandits and High A debut today. Williams, 22 years old, and a former member of the San Diego Padres organization, traded over in the Scott Barlow trade last year, along with right-hander Jesus Rios. He's still getting his feet wet here in the Royals organization. The first three guys he'll face in the Cumps order this afternoon: Brett Bateman, Jefferson Rojas, and Jonathan Long. Here's the defensive alignment for Brooks Conrad's River Bandits. From left to right in the outfield, it's Nadal, Rockefeller, and Ramirez. Pineda's over at short, Justin Johnson's at second, Werner's at third, Brett Squires at first, and behind the plate, making his River Bandits debut as well, it's Omar Hernandez. Both Hernandez and Williams spent time with Single-A Columbia last year. In fact, Hernandez has spent multiple seasons at Columbia in his career, so these two are familiar with each other, and it makes sense that they would work together as the battery today. Werner's ready to go. The first pitch temperature clocking in officially at 47 degrees with gusts of wind up to 40 miles per hour. So keep that in mind when you see the ball head towards the outfield today. Brett Bateman, who's been terrific in this series, is in the box and ready to go. Williams kicks and fires, and a first pitch fastball clips the outer edge for a called strike one. We're underway at 1:05 Central Time here at Modern Woodman Park. The Bandits sporting the home whites as the 0-1 sails in and hits almost the exact same location, a strike on the outside portion of the zone, and Bateman watches it go by for strike two. The Cubs wore some alternate blue jerseys yesterday. They're doing the same today. 0-2. Fastball up and in. 1-2. These, though, are a little more light blue oriented, if you will. The base of the jersey is a light blue, while the sleeves are more of a Cubs blue. 1-2. Fastball lined towards left field. Nadal, a few steps to his left, makes the catch. And Bateman is retired for out number one. That is only the fourth time in this series where Bateman has not reached base. So needless to say, a good start for Williams, as now he'll face the Cubs' number nine prospect, the 18-year-old shortstop Jefferson Rojas. Third baseman Werner creeping in a bit as the first pitch is up and in for ball one. The arsenal for Williams is your standard four-pitch mix: fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. The 1-0 on its way. Foul back to the screen. It's 1-1. Speaking of top 30 organizational prospects, Williams just breaks in to MLB Pipeline's rankings for the Royals. He is number 29. He's got the sign. 1-1. Slapped over the right side. There's the slider moving down and away for the batter, Rojas. It's not a sweeping slider for Williams, more of a short gyro slider, if you will, that kind of dips more vertically than horizontally. 1-2. Just outside, a good take from Rojas. It's 2-2. Rojas, 2-for-8 to start his career as a Cub with a home run on opening night. 2-2. Fastball rides in. He jumps out of the way and the count goes full. Nobu Yasuta's got balls and strikes this afternoon. He's the home plate umpire. David Sabol has got the bases. He's currently down the first baseline. The payoff pitch from Williams. Got him looking. Strike three on the lower outside corner. Rojas slams the bat into the ground as he heads back to the first base dugout. That's the first River Bandits strikeout for the former Duke Blue Devil. And there are two away in the top of the first. Another thing that Derek Lewis pointed out to me before the game today is that Williams really hits his spots as Jonathan Long takes a fastball high. He said he's got great feel and knows how to work around the zone. 1-0 to Johnny Long. Inside, two balls and no strikes. Long, 22 years old, born in Orange, California. He is 2-for-9 to start the year with one of the Cubs' four RBIs. 2-0. Little outside, three balls, no strikes, and Williams falls behind the Cubs' three-hole hitter. Long played it at first in each of the first two games this weekend, but now he gets a break from the field as the DH, and now he'll trot down to first on ball four. Williams missed up and in with a fastball. So after a couple of quick first two outs, a four-pitch walk issued to Long, and the inning will continue over for Brian Kelmer. He's got the first base duties this afternoon. So Williams moves into the stretch, setting just above the belt. He peeks over his shoulder at the runner, kicks and fires, and misses just outside with a fastball. Low 90s fastball for Williams as he continues to ramp up his velo after Tommy John. The pitch. Called strike, lower inside corner. That one a changeup at 84. And he evens the count at once. Bandits pretty straight up defensively. The second baseman Johnson swung a little bit towards the bag, anticipating perhaps a steal from Long at first. 1-1. Up and in with a fastball, 2-1. Now Williams has certainly not hesitated to work in the upper reaches of the zone and even above it early on in this one. That helps set up the soft stuff low and away against righties. 2-1 pitch. Another fastball too high, and it's 3-1. Now Williams now in danger of walking back-to-back batters with two outs. And that is a big no-no if you're Brooks Conrad and Derek Lewis in that third base dugout. The pitch. Fouled over the right side. Kelmer couldn't get on top of it. And now the count goes full. So Long will get a head start over at first base. Johnny has not stolen a bag this year, but he'll get an early jump. And anything in the gaps would likely score him. Williams comes set. Here's the payoff. Inside, another walk. So that's ball four issued to Kelmer. And now perhaps a visit from either Omar Hernandez or Derek Lewis after the consecutive free passes. And sure enough, right out of that third base dugout, here comes D-Lew. He wears number 43 for Quad Cities. He is the team's pitching coach for the second straight year. Now in his fifth season in the Royals organization after spending many years with the Atlanta Braves, both as a player in their minor league system and as a coach. Played seven seasons in the Atlanta organization from 97 to 2003. A former 20th round pick. Lewis and his wife, Rosalind, live in Charlotte, North Carolina with their son and daughter. DeLu's family usually makes its way to Quad Cities at some point during the summer. I'm sure we'll see them here at the ballpark. He's back in the third base dugout as Henry Williams will attack Pedro Ramirez with two on and two outs. And the first pitch is a slider a bit low for ball one. Ramirez not in the lineup yesterday. He went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts on opening night Friday. The 1-0. Big curveball drops in for a called strike. Really haven't seen Williams break that one out a whole lot so far. It's definitely the fourth option, if you will, in his four-pitch mix. Long at second, Kelmer at first. Scoreless game in the top of the first. A look to second, now Williams 1-1. Fastball again high, 2-1. Well, Henry maybe mechanically just a little bit off right now, maybe not finishing all the way through. He's missed high more often than not when he has it located. The 2-1. Another pitch high, that's also away, and it's three balls and one strike. So all of a sudden, the South Bend Cubs have some life here in the top of the first inning after two quick outs, back-to-back walks, and now a 3-1 count for Ramirez. The pitch. Pop foul over the screen, out of play. And that means, once again, the runners will get a head start. Ramirez, just 20 years old from Venezuela. 5'8", 165 pounds. Switch hitter batting from the left side. One of two switch hitters in the order for Nick Lovello tonight. 3-2 pitch. Up and away, ball four. Three straight walks have loaded the bases for South Bend here in the top of the first inning.
Next batter for South Bend, left fielder number 17, Joe Hendry.
So the Cubs' number 18 prospect picks up his first walk of the season. And the inning continues on to Yohendrick Pinyongo. He's played in all three games of this series this weekend. However, he's 0 for 7. First pitch. Fastball right down the middle. A called strike one. And with the struggles of Williams, the Bandits are going to get somebody up in the third base bullpen just as an emergency option. The one strike toss. Curveball missed outside. 1-1. Boy, Williams can really change speeds. The last fastball at 92. And that breaking ball, 78. 1-1. Fastball launched foul over the left side. One ball, two strikes. Almost 93 miles per hour for Williams there. This time, the pitches around the top of the zone, but enough to entice Pinyongo. And Williams, for the first time in a few batters, is back in the driver's seat. Bases loaded. Two outs in the top of the first inning. Pinyongo v. Williams. The right-hander deals. Ground ball chopped to the right side. It's foul. Squires snags it to the right of the chalk and will roll it towards the first base dugout. Well, over the crowd mic, you can probably hear the wind once again howling through the John O'Donnell press box. Currently blowing straight in from right field. Bases full of Cubs. Williams will try again against Pinyongo. The right-hander fires. Got him swinging. Strike three on a slider. Nice job from Henry Williams to battle back and eventually post that zero in the top of the first. He strands the bases loaded and sends the Bandits to the plate in a scoreless ball game. Rockeford, Jensen, Werner due up when we come back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Well, it took navigating out of a bases-loaded jam and 31 pitches, but Henry Williams completes a scoreless top of the first, and now the River Bandits will take their first swings here in this Game 3 rubber match. They'll be facing Tyler Schlaefer, a former ninth-round pick by the Cubs, taken in 2019. 22-year-old hails from Homewood, Illinois, and was drafted out of high school. That was Homewood Flossmoor High School over in the Chicago suburbs. So this is a Chicago kid through and through. He'll face Rockeford, Jensen, and Werner here in the bottom of the first. That's two lefties and a righty. Rockeford in the box, ready to go. The right-hander Schlaefer dealing from the extreme first base side of the rubber. His first pitch fastball is chopped foul towards the first base dugout for strike one. Here's the defensive alignment for the Cubs. Pinyongo, Bateman, and Chavers are in the outfield from left to right field. A one pitch on its way. Fastball, a called strike on the outside edge. 0-2. Pertuz is at third. Rojas is at short. Ramirez at second. Calmer at first. And Casey Opitz doing the catching for the second time this weekend. Rockefeller with hits in each of his first two games as a Bandit. The 0-2. Breaking ball missed outside. 1-2. This is Schleifer's first game action since 2022. Made one appearance for South Bend before being shut down that year. Now Rockefeller will roll one over to first base. Easy play for Calmer. And he takes it to the bag himself for a three unassisted. One down to the bottom of the first. Carter Jensen will step into the box next with the bases empty. Jensen's been probably the most consistent hitter for Quad Cities to start the year. 3-for-10 thus far with a double and two ribbies, both of those coming last night. Here's Schleifer's pitch. Curveball missed inside, ball one. Correction, that's a slider from Schleifer. He features a four-seam and a two-seam fastball, plus the breaker and a changeup. 1-0. Another rollover to the right side. Schleifer will field this one himself, but he bobbles and can't get the throw off to first. Jensen will be safe on what's almost assuredly an E1. And for the Cubs, it's their third error of the weekend. So Jensen gets aboard, rolling one down the first baseline. Schleifer could never get two hands on it squarely. And the go-ahead run is at first base for the Bandits' third baseman. Werner, the number 20 prospect in the Royals farm system, according to MLB Pipeline. He'll take the first pitch from Schleifer, low and inside for ball one. Werner, 1-for-8 this weekend with a walk and four strikeouts. He was 0-for-5 with two Ks yesterday. The pitch. Fastball fouled over the right side. Werner a bit tardy. Fastball from Schleifer at 92 miles an hour. Well located on the lower outside corner. Schleifer comes set just above the belt, peeking over his left shoulder at Jensen. Runner not going. The 1-1 slider is taken inside, and it's 2-1. Trevor, 23 years old, from Tomball, Texas, a seventh-round pick by the Royals in last year's draft, getting his first taste of high-A baseball this year. He'll send one high in the air towards the right field corner, but the wind is going to push this way out of play beyond the party plaza towards the parking lot. We saw that more than a couple of times yesterday. It seemed like any time the ball went into the air, it went nowhere. Just sort of floated back in towards the infield, and it created quite an interesting set of routes from the outfielders. Jensen at first, one out, scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first. A throw towards Jensen, and Carter's back with a head first dive. I mentioned it yesterday, Carter is a catcher, but he's a really good athlete, and he won't hesitate to steal a base. He swiped 11 for the Bandits last year. 2-2. Fly ball. This one playable in right field for Chavers. He'll slide to his left and make the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. Well, not only did Jensen steal those 11 bases, he was only caught once. Bandits as a team so far this weekend, 6-for-6 on the base paths. They're one of just 7 teams in high A with more than 5 stolen bases through the first two games this year. Stolen bag efficiency, a hallmark of this Bandits offense in the first half last year, but it kind of fell off in the latter months. Two outs and a runner at first for Brett Squires, and before a pitch is thrown, a pitch clock violation will be charged to Schleifer, who didn't get the throw off quick enough. Nobu Yasuta popped out from behind home and signals up to the press box that the count is 1-0. So a head start for Squires as the pitch heads in and is a fastball, I think, just low. And it's 2-0 on Brett. Squires has been the cleanup hitter and the starting first baseman in each of the first three games for the Bandits this summer. 2-0. Up and away, and Schlaefer falls behind 3-0. Speaking of stolen bases, Squires picked up one yesterday in a really productive night. He went 1-for-3 with a single, the stolen base, and two walks. The pitch. Fastball right down the pipe. It's 3-1. Jensen still over at first base after reaching on an air. We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Schlaefer deals. There goes Jensen. The pitch is low and in, and Opitz won't get a throw off. It's ball four, and there are two men on for the River Bandits. And Jensen got a really good jump. Even if that one was a strike, I think Jensen would have had the bag stolen. But regardless, two ducks are on the pond for the River Bandits catcher today, Omar Hernandez. The 22-year-old from La Habana, Cuba, makes his Bandits in high A debut. Right on right against Schlaefer. First pitch. Hit him. Right off the numbers. A slider that slipped out of the fingers of Schlaefer. And now both teams have loaded the bases here in the first inning. Quad City's trying to be the ones to break through. So Jensen to third. Squires to second. And for Hernandez, he's greeted to the Midwest League with a bruise. As the first batter to be hit by a pitch this weekend. Interestingly enough, both Williams and Schlaefer picking up the first two outs rather quickly and then struggling to finish the inning. We saw Williams get back-to-back outs in the top of the first and then walk three straight guys to load the bases before eventually striking out Pinyango to avoid the danger. Jack Pineda's in the box looking to take advantage, and he'll swing over a slider for strike one. Jack getting the start at shortstop today after playing second in each of the first two games. He's also bumped up a couple of spots in the lineup. 0-1. Fastball rocketed deep left center field. Bateman into the alley. The wind knocks it down, and he'll make the catch to harmlessly end the inning. What a terrific swing from Jack Pineda. And on a normal day, that ball's probably in the alley and the Bandits are in front. Instead, we're scoreless through one. Both teams strand the bases loaded in the first. We're off to the second on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Both squads loaded the bases in the first inning without getting a hit, but neither team able to score. A couple of zeros on the board as we go to the top of the second here at Modern Woodman Park. Kyle Kirchvo with you on a windy afternoon here in downtown Davenport. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 due up for the South Bend Cubs as they get their second look at Henry Williams today. Right-hander ready to work against Fabian Pertuz. First pitch. Is a bit low for ball one. Pertuz has now spent parts of three seasons with the South Bend Cubs. 23 years old, out of Barranquilla, Colombia. Williams delivers. Fastball hit in the air towards right field. The wind pushing it away from Ramirez. Gene towards the line in foul territory. Reaches out and can't make the catch. And then goes over the wall into the party plaza. He's on his feet and looks to be okay. But Gene hurdled the fence. Sliding over the top of it with his backside. Well, had he made that catch, it would have been the snag of the year. Gene may be a bit banged up on the elbow as you see him clutching at his right arm. But he's going back to right field. Here's the replay on Bally Live and MILB TV. Of course, the window pops in just as he makes his way through the bullpen. But that was some quality parkour there. Michael Scott would have approved. Here's the 1-1 to Pertuz. A ground ball to short. It hops into the glove of Pineda. Jack fires across the diamond and beats Pertuz to the bag for the first out. Jack, as I mentioned, at second base in each of the first two games for the Bandits this summer, but he was a shortstop for QC in about 60 games last summer. One out, base is empty for Parker Chavers, who's in right field for the Cubs today. First pitch from Williams. Soft liner towards center field. This one playable for Rockefort. And he'll make the catch, having to dip the glove down a bit to adjust for the wind. But the catch is made. And once again, it's two quick outs for Williams. In the first inning, back-to-back outs for Williams before three straight walks were issued. He'll look to avoid a repeat of that performance against Casey Opitz, the nine-hole hitting catcher. Opitz, a switch hitter, batting left-handed. First pitch. Called strike. Lower outside corner, it's 0-1. Looked like the changeup. Correction, that's the slider in the mid-80s. Williams with bright blue cleats, all ready for the new year. He fires in another breaking ball, and Opitz swings over the top of it for strike two. That time, the curve. Williams, two very good pitches. He's feeling confident. He delivers and bounces this one into the catcher, Hernandez. We saw Casey in the lineup on opening night. He got a breather in favor of Ethan Hearn yesterday. He had a solid game for the Cubs. 1-2. Chopper back up the middle. The shortstop, Pineda, fields behind second base, throws low to first, but Squires makes the catch, and the inning is over. Solid frame for Williams. The Cubs go three up, three down in the top of the second, and the Bandits are back to the plate when we come back. Scoreless through 1.5 on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
After needing over 30 pitches to get through his first inning of work today, Henry Williams dispatches to the Cubs with just 9 pitches in the second inning and helps keep this game scoreless. Kyle Kirchhoff with you for the bottom of the second here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Bandits and Cubs for the final time this weekend. Justin Johnson will make his season debut with this at-bat as he takes a first pitch in the dirt for ball one. It's J.J., Gene Ramirez, and Davis Nadal, the bottom third of the order for Brooks Conrad today, who are due up against Schlaefer. The right-hander fires the 1-0, and the fastball catches the lower outside corner for strike one. Justin Johnson, a 10th-round pick by the Royals in last year's draft, spent some time with the Bandits last year. 1-1. Slider taken inside. It's 2-1. Now Johnson, a former Wake Forest Demon Deacon. Same alma mater as former River Bandit William Fleming. 2-1 pitch. Popped over the right side foul. It's 2-2. Speaking of Will, he's making his AAA debut for the Omaha Storm Chasers today. In fact, he just completed his AAA debut against Columbus, and it was really good. 2-2 from Schlaefer. Johnson lays off the slider low and away, and the count goes full. For Fleming, he goes 4 2/3 scoreless with 6 strikeouts in his AAA debut. Johnson flares one towards shallow right. In comes Chavers, who slides and can't make the catch. It rolls behind him, behind the bullpen. Johnson hustling around second on his way to third. The throw is cut off, and it's the first triple of the year for Quad Cities. Justin Johnson hustles around the bases as Chavers can't quite haul it in. The wind perhaps playing tricks on the Cubs' right fielder. And the Bandits are in a prime position to score the game's first run. Just for good measure, Johnson gets the brand new jersey all covered in dirt with a head first slide. Bandits have had 3 doubles this year, but that was their first triple or homer. Here's Ramirez. First pitch, changeup, low and away for ball one. Gene, a left-handed batter, as is the man on deck, Nadal. He lifts it in the air towards left field. Pinyango already started in, now ventures into foul territory, making the catch. He'll fire it home, and a strong throw keeps Johnson at third base. Good throw from Pinyango. The wind pushed it into foul territory, but he made an accurate toss to Opitz, and the Bandits will have to wait a little longer to bring in Johnson. Now, Ramirez did a good job getting the ball in the air, and again, it's one of those situations where on a different night, that one maybe is deep enough, but not today. Here's Davis Nadal set to make his River Bandits debut. He'll take a pitch, low and inside for ball one. Nadal listed on the roster as an infielder, but he's patrolling left field today. 1-0 to the speedster. Swung on and missed. It's 1-1. Davis, spelled D-E-I-V-I-S, is 22 years old and hails from the Dominican Republic. He is a former Pirates product. Schlaefer's 1-1. Wave and a miss. Change up, down and away. It's 1-2. As you might have guessed, the Cubs have the infield in. Trying to squeeze Johnson, who's at third base after the leadoff triple. Schlaefer comes set, looks over at Johnson. A long pause, the 1-2. Low, and Nadal lays off. Davis last year played with the Pirates' single-A affiliate over in Bradenton, the Marauders of the Florida State League. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He's down on strikes. A big K for Schlaefer. First strikeout of the game for him. And that puts an important second out on the board, as it'll take some production from Carson Rockefeller to bring in JJ. If you're Quad Cities, you can't fail to take advantage of this opportunity. There have been too many situations to start this weekend where the Bandits have failed to get that hit, as Rockefeller takes one low for ball one. Despite last night's win, the Bandits are 1-for-19 with runners in scoring position coming into today. That .053 average is tied with Aberdeen for the worst mark in high A to start the year. Rockefeller takes a slider low and in. It's 2-0. If you followed the River Bandits last year, you know of their struggles with men in scoring position. It was a constant talking point here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Third pitch to Rockefeller, lined towards left field, struggling with the wind, Pinyongo, but he makes the adjustment and most importantly makes the catch to end the inning. So Justin Johnson starts off the frame with a triple, but is left stuck at third, and once again the Bandits fail to bring in a man in scoring position. Scoreless through two here at Modern Woodman Park, top of the third, up next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Quad City squanders a golden opportunity in their half of the second inning. Justin Johnson led off the frame with a triple, but the Bandits were unable to bring him home, and our game remains tied up at zeros. Top of the third underway as Brett Bateman is in the batter's box. The first pitch to the Cubs leadoff man is taken high for ball one. Williams coming off of a really strong second inning of work where he needed just 8 pitches to retire the Cubs in order. 1-0 fastball, grounded over to short. Another opportunity for Pineda, who completes the task, throwing over to first for another out. That's 5 in a row for Williams. And there's one away to begin the third inning. Now, a couple of strikeouts in that first inning for Henry, but since then, he's let the defense help him out. Rojas now in the box, and he'll take a strike. Nothing in one. So perhaps those first inning jitters out of the way. Williams starting to settle in today. The pitch. Another ground ball to short. Jack Pineda's got it. Inaccurate throw to first picks up the second out. 4 of the last 5 outs for Quad Cities have come via the 6-3 ground out. Good work from Williams. That's what good location will do. He got that right in on the hands at 95. Make that 85, I beg your pardon. And no barrel on that. There's a barrel on that one, though. Johnny Long sends one to deep left field. It's over the head of Nadal, and it one-hops the fence. And Long cruises into second with an easy two-out double. Now, that is one of the best swings we have seen this weekend. Williams looked to have hung a pitch pretty much right down the middle, and Long didn't miss it, smacking it to left field at 107 miles per hour. That is the first hit of the game for South Bend. Each team's first hit today, an extra base hit. First pitch to Calmer. Low and away for ball one. That's only the third extra base hit of the weekend for the Cubs, their second double. Williams with the wind rustling the back of his jersey, throws one home, and Calmer grounds it to second base. Justin Johnson is there, and he throws over to first to end the inning. Three groundouts help Williams work around the two-out double, and another man is left stranded in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the third here at Modern Woman Park. Nothing on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com. Scoreless top of the third for Henry Williams. He picks up three more ground ball outs as the Bandits will come back to the plate in the bottom half, looking to break our scoreless tie. It's a rubber match here on a Sunday afternoon in downtown Davenport. Kyle Kirchhoff, thrilled to have you along with us on Bally Live, MILB TV, and riverbandits.com. 2-3-4 due up for QC in the frame, starting with Carter Jensen. He'll take a first pitch slider in there for strike one. Correction, that's a bit low. 1-0 the count. 22-year-old Schlaefer comes home and missed low. It is 2-0. As I mentioned, Tyler, ninth round pick by the Cubs in 2019, getting his second taste of high A action officially as Jensen takes another one out of the zone. Three balls, no strikes. Made one appearance for the Cubs against Lake County back in 2022 before being shut down for the year. The pitch. High drive, deep right field. Chavers back. Now slamming on the brakes and moving in. He'll make the catch as the wind knocks down what looked to be Jensen's first home run of the year. Wow. The wind is having such an impact on these last two games. Jensen got a hold of that one, maybe was a bit underneath it, but he smacked a hanging breaking pitch 105 miles per hour to right field, and it turns into a can of corn crab. Here's Trevor Werner. First pitch low and away for ball one. And Jensen getting aggressive, ahead in the count 3-0. Got a pitch to hit, and he didn't miss it, but Mother Nature felt otherwise. Speaking of not missing it, here's Trevor Werner. He shoots one back up the middle for a base hit. Trevor Werner with his second knock as a River Bandit. Got a fastball center cut and sent it right past Schlaefer. So a man on with one out for Brett Squires. Quad Cities now with two hits in the ballgame. Schlaefer, a peek over his shoulder, the pitch. Wave and a miss. Squires over the top of it. It's strike one. Now Werner with two stolen bases on opening night. Base path thievery is not a huge part of his game, but we'll be on the lookout for it here. A one. Slider missed in. One ball, one strike on Squires. Now Brett, a walk. His first time up in the first inning, but he was left stranded at second base. The pitch. Through the right side, a base hit. Up with it, Chavers. Stopping at second, Werner. and it's another hit for the River Bandits. They've got back-to-back one-out singles here in the third. More good stuff from Brett Squires, who continues to find ways aboard. He pulls this one in between Ramirez and Calmer and gives Quad Cities another good scoring opportunity. The Bandits with men in scoring position, 1-for-19 entering this game. But they've already gone 0-for to start today. A look to second by Schlafer. His first pitch breaking ball drops in for a strike. And Omar Hernandez begins his second River Bandits plate appearance down in the count 0-1. He saw just one pitch in his first plate appearance and wore it in between the numbers. The pitch. Another breaking ball. A swing and a miss from Hernandez. And it's 0-2. Now Omar has spent parts of the last three seasons playing for the Single-A Columbia Fireflies. He's a guy I'm really excited to watch play this year. He has some terrific base-running ability for a catcher. 0-2. Low and away with a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Just like Carter Jensen, you don't really think of catchers as guys who can swipe bases, but Hernandez had 26 to lead all minor league catchers last year. 1-2. Line drive, left center field. Bateman into the alley will make the catch, and both runners retreat as they were expecting that one to get down. But Bateman makes the catch, and there are two away. Good swing from Hernandez. Got under it just a little bit. And with the wind blowing like it is right now, it's going to hang up there. And Bateman, who's already speedy as it is, gets a little extra time to record the second out. Scoreless game in the bottom of the third inning. The Bandits have men at first and second with two outs for the left-handed hitting shortstop, Jack Pineda, who flew out to center field his first time up. Activity in the Cubs bullpen as time is called, and it's the second pitch clock violation of the game on Schlafer. Now, Tyler, of course, not playing in game action last year, so he perhaps is still getting used to the clock. The pitch. Outside. And it's 2-0 on Jack Pineda. Pineda, a former Baylor Bear, made his professional debut for the Bandits last summer. 2-0. Shot foul over the left side. 2-1. Last year for Quad Cities, a 227 average for Pineda in 62 games. But he had 15 doubles mixed in there and showcased some pretty good pop. Hitters count for him. The 2-1 breaking ball is sliced over the screen foul. Pineda got a pretty good pitch to hit right there, but he couldn't square it up, and the count is 2-2. Yeah, that wound up a slider right down the middle at 81. And Jack was just a little bit off with the timing. Deuces wild here, Modern Woman Park. 2-1, 2 outs, and a 2-2 count for Pineda. Schlafer looks back, the man at second, fires home and misses in the dirt for ball three. Right-hander warming in the pen for South Bend. Looks like Cohen Moreno. Both runners will be on the move. The payoff. Missed outside, it's ball four. Pineda works a walk, and Quad Cities will load the bases for the second time this afternoon. The Bandits doing a great job here in this third inning. Even their outs have been pretty good swings, good plate appearances. And now here is Johnson, who led off the second inning with that triple. Time is called, and I'm not sure why. The field umpire, David Sabol, was the one who asked for it. He made some kind of motion towards the Bandits' dugout, but I couldn't make out what it meant. Either way, we're ready to commence. First pitch to JJ is inside for ball one. Johnson celebrating his 24th birthday earlier this week. Happy birthday to him. Here's a ground ball to second base, fielded by Ramirez, and he'll toss over to first to end the inning. For the second time today, Quad City strands the bases loaded, and we remain scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
This weekend, the River Bandits have left 28 men on base and hit just 1 for 25 with runners in scoring position. And they let another golden opportunity slip through their fingers in the third as they strand the bases loaded for the second time today. Scoreless through three frames here at Modern Woodman Park. Our series finale rubber match, continues on into the top of the fourth inning with Henry Williams still doing the pitching for the Bandits. He'll start off the frame against Pedro Ramirez, the five-hole hitter, who will take a called strike on the lower inside corner. Ramirez worked a walk his first time up, but was left the board. The pitch from Williams. Breaking ball missed outside. It's 1-1. Henry has really dialed it in since the three straight two-out walks in the first inning. Just one base runner allowed since then. His breaking ball misses up to Pedro, and it's 2-1. Since that last walk in the first inning, Williams has retired everybody except Jonathan Long, who doubled in the third. Now Ramirez squares to bunt, and he sends it foul behind the third base coach's box. The Bandits were shifted a little bit towards right field, playing Ramirez to pull, so Pedro thought he could catch Warner and QC by surprise, but he fouls it away, and Williams is in the driver's seat in a 2-2 count. Looking for his third strikeout today. He won't get it here as Ramirez dribbles it foul towards the first base dugout. Now Williams, with Columbia last year, had 23 strikeouts in 24 innings. Not a huge K guy. He'll let the defense work. 2-2. Shot foul towards the loge boxes on the left side. Good contact from Ramirez, but he was a bit behind. Only once in Henry's professional and collegiate career did he strike out more than one batter per inning, as Ramirez stays alive again with a third straight foul ball, sending this one into the screen. It was his final season at Duke back in 2021. He only made 8 appearances. Struck out 10.9 batters per 9 innings, but since going pro, he's been right around 8.5. 2-2 again. Low and outside, and the count goes full. So for what feels like the first time in a long time, Williams is on the precipice of a walk, but also a strikeout. The payoff. Soft liner towards second. It's snagged by Johnson. He grabs it about chest high, and it's an easy catch for the first out. A tough luck swing for Ramirez. Gave it a good hack, but hit it at the wrong place at the wrong time. So Williams will take out number one. And now here's Pinyango, left-handed hitting outfielder. First pitch. Line drive towards center field, slicing away from Rockefeller, but it's no problem. He makes the catch with just a few steps backwards. And there's a quick second out. So clearly, second time through the order, South Bend is seeing Williams a little bit better. But they still have just one hit on the board. With the way the weather's been this weekend, offense has come at a premium. Four total hits in the game right now. And the wind seemingly knocking down anything with extra base potential, with the exception of the double that Long hit in the last inning. That thing had a one-way ticket for the left field wall, and nothing was going to stop it. Two outs, bases empty for Fabian Pertuz. Back to work, Williams. And he'll deliver a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. Pertuz, a bouncer to short back in the second inning. One of four baseballs hit Jack Pineda's way today. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Great breaking ball from Williams, who doubles up on the slow stuff. Just 78 on that toss. The pitch. A called strike, bottom of the zone with the slider. And it's 1-2. Williams dialed back in against Pertuz. Off speed heavy. And he's gunning for that third strikeout. Out of the wind, here's the pitch. Chopper to third. It two hops into the leather of Werner, and he'll make a strong throw across to Squires to end the inning. Another solid scoreless frame from Henry Williams. He retires the Cubs 1-2-3 in the fourth and keeps us scoreless through 3.5 innings. Bottom half of the frame up next. 8-9-1 due up for the River Bandits.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
The Cubs will turn to new arm for the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Cohen Moreno who will start off his night against Gene Ramirez. First pitch from the right-hander is a called strike on the inner half. Nothing in one. Three straight lefties due up to face the righty in Ramirez, Nadal, and Rockefeller. The 0-1 pitch. Squaring to bunt Ramirez, he drags it right to the pitcher. Moreno gloves it and flips over to a first for an easy out number one. Now, that was the first career high A out for Moreno. As Ramirez squares to bunt, as we've seen him do so many times as a bandit. But this one turns into an out. And he'll pass the bat over to Davis Nadal, the Dominican-born infielder playing outfield tonight. Moreno delivers. Outside, ball one. Cohen, 22 years old, born in Cary, North Carolina. He was the final draft pick by the Cubs in 2020. Pitch. That's too high, 2-1. He was a fifth-round selection that year in the abbreviated event. spent last season exclusively with single-A Myrtle Beach and put together a really solid campaign there. The 2-0 clips the outer edge, and Nadal takes a called strike. 2.90 ERA for Moreno. He pitched 71 innings with 79 strikeouts. Nadal tries to bunt, and he fouls it up over the screen behind home for strike two. That is one of the few ways that you can angle a baseball into the press box windows. A foul ball bunt over the screen. It's kind of the only way the geometry works. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Moreno picks up his first South Bend strikeout with a K of Nadal. And that's two very quick outs for the River Bandits in their half of the fourth. So that brings up the top of the order in Rockford. Carson reached base three times yesterday, including once via air. Also had a single, a walk, and a stolen base. First pitch to him this go-around is low and away for ball one. Rockford a ground out to the first baseman in the first, and then a fly out to left in the second. The pitch up and in. Rockford leans out of the way, and it's a hitter's count 2-0. No activity in the River Bandits bullpen. Williams has pitched four scoreless innings, allowing just one hit and three walks. Moreno delivers. Fastball's taken for a called strike one. Williams' counterpart, Tyler Schlaefer, pitched very well tonight. Three scoreless innings, working around three hits, two walks, and a K. The pitch. Rockefeller tries to bunt, and he lines it towards the end of the River Bandits' dugout. Foul. Now, sans the sacrifice from Dustin Dickerson yesterday, the Bandits' bunt attempts have not looked the crispest, to say the least, this weekend. 2-2. Breaking ball punched foul off the foot of Rockefeller. That was a big curveball. 77 miles per hour that got on the inner half of the zone. And Rockefeller banged it off of his foot. He's wincing a little bit just outside the left-handed box, but appears to be okay. And strides back in there. Another 2-2 from the right-hander. Fastball low and in. And the count goes full. Nice at-bat for Rockefeller, battling and trying to spark a two-out rally for Quad Cities. Still scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff. Chopped foul just past River Bandits assistant hitting coach Christopher Corbett. He's in his first year here with the River Bandits. Rockefeller in his first year of pro ball, mostly down in Columbia. 257 average in 101 at-bats as he'll send another full count pitch in towards the field of play. It's playable in shallow left for Pinyango, and he'll come all the way in to make the catch and end the inning. That's a solid first frame of work for Cohen Moreno. He retires the Bandits in order, and we're scoreless through four to the top of the fifth next on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
The former Duke Blue Devil, Henry Williams, is back out there for the top of the fifth inning, trying to become one of just a handful of pitchers to go five innings in their first start of the 2024 season. He's already matched Steven Zoback for the longest start of a Bandits pitcher this year. Steven went four frames, allowing just one run yesterday. And today, Williams has gone four scoreless as he'll start things off against Chavers. First pitch to the left-handed bat. It's a breaking ball that dips in for strike one. Chavers, Opitz, and Bateman due up for Nick Lovello's squad in this scoreless pitcher's duel. A one. Low and in. One ball, one strike. Now, Williams only has two strikeouts in the game, but he's induced a lot of soft contact and a lot of ground balls. 1-1 delivery. Low and away. Two balls, one strike on Chavers. The 25-year-old outfielder from Montgomery, Alabama. Defense shifted to right field, playing the pull. And Williams punches in a strike. It's at the knees to even the count at two. Cohen Moreno just pitched a 1-2-3 bottom of the fourth for South Bend. The first reliever out of Nick Lovello's pen. And now Brooks Conrad will get his relievers active. 2-2, fouled up into the suites behind home. Chavers fights one off and stays alive. And down in the River Bandits bullpen, it looks to be Chase Wallace starting to get loose. Another two-strike toss. Slow chopper. Left side, out in front of home. The catcher, Hernandez, fields, spins, and throws to first in time for the out. Omar Hernandez with a terrific play out from behind home plate. He jumps on the ball and makes a terrific athletic play, snagging it with the bare hand, pivoting on his right foot, and firing it to first for the out. That's a tremendous play for Hernandez, who is playing in his first career high A game today. Now Casey Opitz, the Cubs catcher, will send one into play, but this one in the outfield, and Gene Ramirez races over into right center to make the catch for a quick second out. So two quick outs for Williams here in the fifth inning, and he is one out away from giving the Bandits their first five-inning start of the summer. Pitch count for Williams closing in on 70. He's thrown 40 of 67 pitches for a strike. Here's Bateman. The leadoff hitter will take a called strike. Now Brett almost always on base through the first two games this weekend, but he's 0 for 2 today. Third baseman Werner a step behind the grass as a breaking ball from Williams is taken low for ball one. A total of four hits in the game. South Bend has just one, and it was that long double by Long in the third. The pitch skips into the chest of Hernandez. It's 2-1. Now the River Bandits bullpen has been really good in these first couple of games, but what a relief for the relievers to see Williams work deep into this one. 2-1. Chopper foul in the home plate area. 2-2. Of course, I use deep with the footnote that it's April. If you can go five innings in your first start of the year, that's a big deal. That does not happen often this time of the year. Guys are still getting stretched out and aren't quite in full season form. 2-2. Just inside. Terrific fastball location from Williams, but he's a bit off the mark. And taking a look at the pitch track data up here in the booth, that was a good call from Nobu Yasuta. Two outs, base is empty. The full count pitch from Williams. In the dirt, ball four. He loses Bateman and puts a speedy runner on with two outs. That's the first Cubs runner since the third inning. And now it'll be up to Rojas to take advantage. So Brooks Conrad is standing near the stairs in the third base dugout, but he's not going to leave. He's going to issue some signs to Hernandez and let his right-hander work. Out of the stretch, first pitch. is taken low, a fastball at 90, and it's 1-0. A couple miles per hour coming off that pitch at this stage of the game for Williams, but of course that's to be expected as he nears 70 pitches. 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Well located on the lower outside corner, and it's 1-1. Rojas 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground ball today. He's had an RBI in each of the first two games this weekend. Throw to first. Bateman back standing up. He turns his back to the throw. Keeps his head out of danger. Bateman with three stolen bases in four tries this weekend. All of those on opening night. The pitch fouled into the netting. And Rojas falls behind 1-2. Williams has gone 4 2/3 scoreless, allowing just one hit and working around four walks. Most impressively, he's only needed two strikeouts. Looking for potentially number three here, the 1-2. No, just inside, maybe low. Two balls, two strikes. Terrific breaking ball from Williams, but it's just off the plate. The young hitter Rojas continuing to battle with two outs. Williams, a peek over his shoulder. Now he'll try home again. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three, inning over. Five scoreless innings from Henry Williams in his High A and River Bandits debut. The former Duke Blue Devil looking good in River Bandits blue. We go to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home. Still scoreless on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Henry Williams has given the Bandits five scoreless innings in his High A debut, and now QC's bats trying to get him some support. We are still scoreless halfway home in this Game 3 rubber match. Cohen Moreno remains on the hill for the Cubs. He starts off his second inning of work against Carter Jensen and throws one in the dirt for ball one. 2, 3, and 4 due up for Brooks Conrad, starting with the left-handed hitting DH. The pitch. Another one low. It's two balls, no strikes. Jensen reached on an error by Schlaefer in the first inning, but was left stranded at third base. 2-0 offering on its way to the plate. Another one low, perhaps outside as well, and it's 3-0. Jensen is second time up in the third. Had a 3-0 count just like this, and he crushed one to right field just to have it knocked down by the wind. The pitch. Still aggressive, he'll send another one to right. In comes Chavers, he dives and makes the catch. Carter Jensen robbed in right field yet again, this time by the glove of Parker Chavers, who takes away what would have been the Bandits' fourth hit of the day. And picks up the first out for Cohen Moreno. Really nice catch for Chavers. Any sort of catch you make tonight is made even more impressive thanks to the wind that we've been seeing throughout this weekend. One out, bases clear for Werner. He'll take one low and away for ball one. Trevor has one of the Bandits' three hits, a single back in the third inning that actually sparked a bit of a rally for Quad Cities. This next toss is outside, 2-0. The Bandits got two men on with one out and eventually loaded the bases with two outs, but were unable to bring in either Werner, Squires, or Pineda, who had all reached 2-0. That's high, a 3-0 count once again. So Jensen gets ahead 3-0, takes a swing, and has a hit robbed from him. Let's see how aggressive Werner is. Moreno kicks and deals, and Werner will take the fastball, a prove-it strike one. Chase Wallace no longer warming up in the bullpen for the River Bandits. It's the lefty A.J. Block who has now taken his place. The pitch. Foul back to the screen. A good cut from Werner, but he couldn't square it up, and it's strike two. Trevor, a former two-way guy at Texas A&M. Currently the Royals' number 20 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. A deep breath from Moreno out of the wind. He delivers. This is chopped up the middle. Ramirez gloves behind second base, sets the feet, and throws to first in time for the second out. Really good pitching here from Cohen Moreno. A strikeout and an inning and two-thirds scoreless, as he'll face Brett Squires with the bases still clear. Squires is the only River Bandit to reach base multiple times today. He walked in the first and then singled in the third inning. He's been a very consistent source of base runners for Brooks Conrad here early on. He'll take the first toss up and in, 1-0. Squires, 6'4", 205 pounds from Fort Worth, Texas. He'll take another one. This time it's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Squires, an undrafted free agent, signed by the Royals in 2022. He spent last year with the Fireflies in Columbia. The 2-0 pitch. Fastball at the knees, taken for strike one. Speaking of the Fireflies, they'll be in action wrapping up their series against Augusta tonight at 4:05 Central. The pitch. In the dirt, low and inside, 3-1. The AA Northwest Arkansas Naturals are just starting up their game against Tulsa. Chandler Champlain getting the start for NWA in that one. Moreno delivers. Line drive through the right side, a base hit. Past the outstretched glove of Ramirez at second base, and Squires will reach for the third time today. Simple swings from Brett, but he's getting the job done. Another base hit in between first and second base. And let's see if Quad Cities can create a fruitful two-out rally here in the fifth. That's the first base runner allowed by Cohen Moreno today. Now Hernandez is in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch. Up and in, ball one. Omar hit by a pitch in his first Bandits at-bat in the first, and then he flew out to center in the third inning. Just made a great defensive play in the last half frame behind the plate. 1-0. Fastball taken for a strike. A.J. Block no longer throwing in the Bandits' bullpen. He's walking around with, looks to be like Cale Emshoff, who's got the bullpen catcher duties today after being the walk-off hero last night. 1-1. Curveball low and away, and it's 2-1. I was mentioning the stolen base prowess of Hernandez. Last year for the Fireflies, 26 bags. He was caught stealing 10 times. But anytime you can be successful 26 times as a catcher, you'll forget some of those 10. 2-1. Low and away. Moreno falls behind 3-1. He played 81 games for Columbia, Hernandez that is. Hit .223 with a .623 OPS. 8 doubles, 5 homers, and 27 driven in. Finally got that long-awaited call to move up to high A. 3-1 check swing and a foul ball. Hernandez barely moved the bat off of his shoulder, but it was enough to angle the baseball off the wood towards the first base dugout. And now the count goes full, meaning Squires, a good base runner, will get a head start at first. Scoreless game in the bottom of the fifth. Moreno trying to keep it that way. The right-hander's payoff pitch on the way. Chopper to short. Rojas has it go underneath his glove, and it bounces towards third. Both runners are safe. That's going to be another error on Jefferson Morales, or Jefferson Rojas, I beg your pardon. He has really struggled defensively in this series. That was just not great effort by Rojas, who was either confused or tried to more or less olay that one, and it goes off of him. So a gift given to the River Bandits with 2 outs in the fifth inning. Is already the third error on Rojas. So now Jack Pineda coming up, and he'll get an opportunity. Shortstop's 0-for-1 with a fly ball to center and a walk. Moreno looks back to Squires at second. The pitch. Fastball on the edge for a called strike. Another opportunity for the River Bandits with runners in scoring position. Today they are 0-for-6. On the season, they are 1-for-25. The toss. Inside, nearly clipped Pineda, but it's ball one. Nobody throwing in either bullpen right now. We've seen Chase Wallace and A.J. Block warming for the River Bandits at least some point today. Nothing doing on the South Bend side. The pitch. Once again, inside on Pineda, and it's 2-1. Jack last year for Quad Cities. 15 ribbies in 62 games, but he was more often than not hitting towards the top of the order. He didn't get too many chances. 2-1. Slow roller to the right side foul. It's 2-2. It's one of the reasons why you have to look at your RBI statistics with a grain of salt. It's one of those stats that hinges a lot on factors out of your control, like where you're hitting in the lineup, who's on base or not on base in front of you. Still a valuable number, just not the end-all, be-all of run production. Moreno with the 2-2. Breaking ball lined into center field for a base hit. Bateman up with it. They're going to send Squires to the plate. The throw is on the money, and Squires is out. A nice tag from Opitz will keep the run off the board. Jack Pineda with a great swing to send it up the middle. But Brett Bateman showcases a better throw, a perfect one-hop strike to Opitz, who throws the tag on Squires' head-first dive. Still no runs on the board in this Game 3. Nothing as we go to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
We'll be right back.
After five scoreless innings from Henry Williams, Brooks Conrad will go to the bullpen for the first time today. And it was not the lefty A.J. Block warming up. It was the lefty Hunter Owen, who is set to make his River Bandits and minor league debut here on a Sunday afternoon in Davenport. He'll start off his performance against Jonathan Long, the three-hole hitter for the Cubs. First pitch from the lefty is fouled into the screen for strike one. The Bandits nearly pushed across the game's first run in the last half inning. With runners at first and second and two outs, Jack Pineda lined a ball into center field, but Brett Bateman threw Brett Squires out at the plate. Second toss to Long is in the dirt. It's ball one. Hunter Owen, the Royals' fourth-round selection in this last year's draft, out of Vanderbilt. 1-1 on its way. High fly ball in the air towards right center field. This might be tough for Ramirez. Navigating the wind, he comes in and makes the catch, reaching out at the last moment to pick it out of the air. And with the way the wind is blowing today, there are no surefire outs. But Hunter Owen gets his first as a River Bandit and keeps Jonathan Long off the base paths for the first time today. So here's Calmer, the cleanup hitter and first baseman. First pitch to him, check swing. He clearly went around. It's strike one. The final line for Henry Williams, a very good one. Five scoreless innings, one hit, four walks, three strikeouts. The pitch. Foul ball into the netting. That's strike two. And Williams making his Bandits debut today. Hunter Owen doing the same along with a handful of River Bandits batters that are currently out on the grass and dirt respectively. 0-2. Swing and a miss. It pops out of the glove of Hernandez, but he retrieves it off the grass and tags the batter for the first official strikeout for Hunter Owen. That was a terrific curveball. Hernandez just had it ricochet off the mitt, but he recovered easily. And there are two away with the bases empty for Pedro Ramirez. First pitch to the switch hitter. Chopped to the right side. It's off of Squires, who tries to recover, picks it up near the foul line and flips to Owen, but it's not in time. Ramirez is going to be safe. That was a pretty hard hit baseball that got into the chili of Brett Squires, as Denver Nuggets broadcaster Scott Hastings likes to say. Bounced up right into his chest, and that's going to go in the books as a base hit. Nice job by Squires, though, just to knock it down. So the inning continues on for Yohendrick Pinyongo. It'll be a left-on-left matchup with two outs. The first pitch fastball is up and in for ball one. 3 years at Vanderbilt for Owen. He also spent 2 years pitching in the Cape Cod League. Pitch for the Brewster Whitecaps. 1-0. Inside, it's 2-0. Funny enough, the River Bandits will play the West Michigan Whitecaps next week. First time the Bandits will match up with the Tigers affiliate since 2019. 2-0. Called strike, lower inside corner. It's 2-1. In his final year at Vandy, Owen posted a 3.52 ERA in 12 starts. 76 strikeouts to just 17 walks. The pitch. Runner takes off, a grounder towards short. Pineda recovers from trying to cover second, throws to first, low. It bounces away from Squires, and up to third goes Ramirez. Another tricky play for the River Bandits defense, and the Cubs have men at first and third with two outs. That was almost a perfectly executed, unintentional hit and run. You can see Pineda going over to cover second base. As Ramirez was heading there, he had to slam on the brakes, make a backhanded stop, and then throw across his body to first. Couldn't get enough mustard on it, and Squires couldn't haul it in. So now it's first and third with two outs for Fabian Pertuz. The pitch. Low and inside for ball one. They are going going to charge Jack Pineda with a throwing error. It's an E6. Pertuzzo 0 for 2 in the 7th spot tonight. He swings away at a breaking ball and comes up empty. One ball, one strike. Still scoreless in the top of the 6th inning. But this is the best opportunity the Cubs have had to score a run since they loaded the bases in the first. Breaking ball from Owen. A slider is left outside. And Pertuzzo moves ahead further in the count. It's 2-1. Ramirez at third. Pinyongo at first after the error. The pitch. Low and away on a breaking ball. It's 3-1. On deck, left-handed hitting Parker Chavers. Cubs and Bandits have been scoreless throughout this one. Both teams, though, threatening in the middle innings. 3-1. Fouled into the screen. Pertuzzo couldn't square it up, and the count goes full. Activity once again in the River Bandits bullpen. It's Chase Wallace who has resumed throwing. He's a right-hander. With the full count, Pinyongo gets a head start at first. Potential go-ahead run 90 feet away in Pedro Ramirez. Owen will ask Hernandez to run through the signs again. They'll reset the pitch clock on the disengagement. Now the former Vandy man's ready to go. 3-2. Foul ball held on to by Hernandez. It's strike three. Big strikeout for Hunter Owen. He strands two more Cubs on the base paths and puts up a zero in his first inning in the professional ranks. Very nice start to the River Bandits career for the righty. And we will be back with the bottom of the sixth in just a moment here on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Hunter Owen has his first River Bandits frame in the books. He tosses a scoreless top of the sixth and keeps the game scoreless altogether. Nothing as we go to the home half of the frame. 7, 8, and 9 due up for the Bandits against Cohen Moreno, who remains out there for his third inning of work. First pitch for the Cubs reliever is a bit too high. Ball one. Johnson, Ramirez, Nadal due up. Justin 1 for 2. With the Bandits' first triple of the season today. He'll take a breaking ball outside, and it's 2-0. Cubs got men to the corners in the last half inning, but Owen able to strike out Fabian Pertuzzo to end the threat. JJ takes the third pitch upstairs and is now ahead of the count 3-0. The Bandits did some good work against Moreno in the fifth, threatened in ways of their own, as Johnson's going to reach on 4 straight out of the zone from the right-hander. And that's perhaps the spark the Bandits need in the sixth. But in the fifth, the Bandits had a 2-out rally started by Brett Squires, who rolled one through the right side for a base hit. Then Omar Hernandez reached on an error. And then Jack Pineda, with runners at first and second lined a ball into center field, but Brett Bateman threw out Squires at the plate. Gene Ramirez is going to bunt at the first pitch. He gets it down the first baseline and off to make the play is long. Make that Kelmer. He gloves and tags Ramirez for the out, and the sacrifice effectively moves Johnson up to second. Well, if you need a bunt, you can always count on Gene Ramirez. I was remarking earlier in the broadcast that Quad City's bunt attempts haven't been great to start the year, but Ramirez, it always feels like he's able to do that. So a sack on the three unassisted, a man in scoring position for Davis Nadal, who will take up and away for ball one. Nadal 0 for 2 with two strikeouts in his River Bandits debut. As I mentioned, he was playing in the single-A ranks with Bradenton the last 2 years, the Pirates single-A affiliate. The pitch. Low and inside, 2-0. Nadal only hitting in the 210s last year, but he had 33 stolen bases in 101 games. And if he can hit closer to 300, that number might be 40-plus. 2-0. Fastball away, 3-0. So once again, Moreno struggling to locate. He's only given up one walk in this one, but the efficiency is dipping. The pitch. Nadal watches strike one go by on the edge of the zone. Moreno now an even 50 pitches, just 24 for a strike. The potential go-ahead run at second base for the Bandits in this scoreless game. One out on the board, the 3-1 pitch to Nadal. His pop foul over the screen, out of play. And Moreno battles back to work the count full. The wind still whipping all over the place in left field. It's been blowing in and towards right field for the most part today, but now it looks to be blowing almost out to left. Maybe now's the time to get the ball in the jet stream. 3-2. Fastball up and away. Nadal works the walk and will reach base for the first time in high A. Two walks for Quad Cities here in the sixth inning, and they've got some ducks on the pond for the top of the order. And Carson Rockefort, he's been one of the few guys to reach base in a rather consistent rate for the River Bandits this year. This year, of course, just a couple of games, but he was aboard with a single and a walk yesterday. Picked up an RBI on opening night. First pitch, missed outside, ball one. He had the only RBI on Friday in a game where Quad Cities didn't score until they had two outs on the board in the bottom of the ninth inning. Rockefort's double plated Dustin Dickerson to make it a 3-1 South Bend lead. And just a couple of pitches later, it would be a 3-1 South Bend win. Cubs are going to have a mound visit here. One out in the bottom of the sixth. Bruce Billings, the first-year pitching coach for the Cubs, out there to talk things over with both the battery and the infield. South Bend still with nobody warming up in the bullpen. But for Moreno, got to imagine he's getting closer to the end of the line. As long as he's out there, it feels like a good opportunity for the top of the Bandits order. Rockefort today 0 for 3, but he's put all three baseballs in play. Bounced out to first in the first and then flew out to left field in each of his next two plate appearances. Good speed on the base paths with Johnson at second and Nadal at first. Moreno once again ready to work. First pitch. Popped foul. Out of play over the third base dugout for strike one. Chase Wallace looks ready to go in the Bandits bullpen. He'll presumably work the top of the seventh after Hunter Owen just made his Bandits debut. The pitch. Slider taken for a strike on the inner edge. One ball, two strikes on Mr. Rockefort. Carson with Columbia last year, a .257 average in 122 plate appearances. Did not hit a homer, but had 12 ribbies and stole 11 bases. The pitch. Outside, 2-2. Brooks Conrad is really excited to have Carson on the roster this year. I was talking to him just before the game on opening night. He said Carson's a true center fielder. It's going to be really fun to watch him play that position here at Modern Woman Park. Moreno's 2-2. Again popped up, but this will push out a play behind the screen. Opitz took the mask off and gave it a look, but now we'll walk back towards home plate. The Bandits are out hitting the Cubs 5-2 so far today. Both teams have committed an error. The Cubs have floundered twice. Bandits just once. Moreno with a new baseball in hand looks back towards Johnson. Another pitch home. Taken high. A nice leave by Rockefeller, and the count goes full. The Bandits are really starting to see him well now. Moreno has now thrown more pitches than Tyler Schlaefer, the starter today for the Cubs. 3-2. Popped in the air, shallow left field. This one's going to push out a play foul and bang into the bleachers. And then it hops up and into the suites, I think. Nope, it landed on the concourse. That fan's got it. She tucks it in her jacket pocket like she just found $5 on the sidewalk. She's got that whole section to herself. She's going to have a whole bucket of souvenirs by the end of this game. Rockefeller once again ready. Moreno turns and fires. Line drive, left center field, slicing away from Bateman. This one's going to get down, and the Bandits are going to take the lead. In to score Johnson. Nadal's right behind him. On his way to third, Rockefeller, and he'll get in with a stand-up triple. Quad Cities takes a 2-0 lead on their second three-bagger of the game. And the second extra base hit of the year for Carson Rockefeller. The Bandits finally get that big swing and take advantage with a man in scoring position situation. Rockefeller got a pitch on the outer half of the plate. Popped it 101 to left field to put the Bandits in front. He stands at third with one out for Carter Jensen. Infield in. First pitch breaking ball. Clips the outer edge for a called strike. Really great piece of hitting from Carson Rockefeller. That was a lengthy at-bat that had him foul off multiple two-strike pitches before he finally got something he could work with. Second toss to Jensen outside. It's 1-1. That at-bat for Rockefeller, 8 pitches. Moreno consistently working on the outer edge, but then creeped in a bit too much that time. The pitch. That's high to Jensen. 2-1. That's the River Bandits' second hit with runners in scoring position this weekend. But it was a big one. Jensen 0-3 today. The pitch. Fastball a bit outside. 3-1. Despite being hitless, Jensen has been in multiple three-ball counts. In fact, each of his last two at-bats saw him up 3-0, and then he was robbed either by the wind or Parker Chavers in right field. The pitch. Chopper over the head and off the glove of Ramirez into right field. This time, Jensen finally finds the grass, and he plates Rockefeller to make it a 3-0 Bandits lead. A hop, skip, and a jump over the second baseman. It's the third RBI already this season for Jensen. And of all the balls he's hit towards right field today, who would have thought that'd be the one to play to run? Gotta love the game of baseball. Still one out on the board. Trevor Warner looking to get in on the hit parade. First pitch outside, 1-1. Carter Jensen finally breaking through today. It just felt like a matter of time. Activity in the Cubs bullpen now as Moreno's closing in on 70 pitches. Warner fouls one over the right side for strike one. Royals number 20 prospect is 1-3 with a single back in the third inning. Quad Cities now with 3 runs on 7 hits. 2 of those hits and all 3 of those runs coming in the sixth inning. Moreno sets at the belt, peeks over his shoulder, and fires. Wave and a miss. Great breaking ball. Werner's out in front and falls behind, 1-2. Because the inning has gone on for so long, Chase Wallace started throwing a little bit more just to stay loose. He is almost assuredly going to pitch the top of the seventh inning. Throw to first base. Back with the dive goes Jensen. Kalmer applies the tag, but no real shot. Cubs have a lefty throwing in their pen. Can't quite make out who it is at the moment. But it's one of three guys. 1-2. Fouled off over the right side. Werner stays alive. It's either Angel Hernandez or Chase Watkins warming up in right field for South Bend. Werner trying to work together a two-strike hit of his own. Moreno comes home, and the fastball rides up and in. Two balls, two strikes. As we move into the seventh inning, we'll check out some of the scores from around the Midwest League. There was a game postponed due to rain today. That was over in Beloit. The Colonels and Skycarp will make up their game later in April. 2-2 pitch. Inside to Werner, and the count goes full. Werner, the sixth batter for the Bandits in this inning. A runner at first with one out. And the cleanup man, Brett Squires, waiting on deck. Werner's ready. Moreno delivers. Smacked left center field. Bateman on the move back towards the alley, racing out with his hat flying off. He makes the catch. And back to first base goes Carter Jensen. Come on, Mother Nature. That ball was smoked to left center field, and it got knocked down like me fighting Mike Tyson. So we're going to have a pitching change or some kind of mound meeting. Despite the out, Nick Lovello wants to make a move to that left-hander in the bullpen. Real quick, want to check the exit velo on that swing from Werner. Almost 107 miles per hour off the bat, and it's an F8 in the scorecard. That's the way this game's going to go, but fortunately for the Bandits, they lead 3-0 already. Pitching change here at Modern Woman Park. We'll be right back on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Quad Cities has broken the scoreless tie here in the bottom of the sixth. They lead 3-0 and are still working with a man at first and two outs. A new pitcher in Angel Hernandez on the mound for South Bend. He will face fellow lefty Brett Squires. First pitch. Low and away, ball one. He takes over for Cohen Moreno. First reliever used by Nick Lovello today. Went 2 2/3, gave up three runs. 1-0 pitch. Low and outside with a slider. 2-0. Angel Hernandez, not to be confused with the umpire. 21 years old, a native of Puerto Rico. Spent some time with the Cubs last year. The pitch. Low and outside. It's 3-0. Hernandez didn't pitch, though, with South Bend last summer. Exclusively with Myrtle Beach. He posted a 4.14 ERA in just about 55 innings. 3-0 to Squires. Also misses. It's low and away. And Brett's going to reach base for the fourth time in the game. He is 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a pair of walks. So Squires continues to reach base at a tremendous rate this weekend. And now Omar Hernandez with a two-out hit here could add to the Bandits' sixth-inning rally. Omar hit by a pitch in the first. He flew out to center in the third and then reached via air in the fifth inning, the third of the weekend on Jefferson Rojas. First pitch, low and in from Hernandez, ball one. Five straight balls out of the bullpen for the Cubs left-hander. These two guys, both Carolina League mainstays last year, as Hernandez takes one low, it's 2-0. Omar from La Habana, Cuba, the same hometown as River Bandits home run king Juan Carlos Negrete, who was on the team the last 2 years. 2-0. Finally, a strike into Hernandez. Two balls, one strike. Wind still blowing in from left field, as you might imagine. Plenty of sunlight, though, to work with now, which is terrific to see after a gloomy morning. 2-1. Chopped on the ground to third. Tough play for Pertuz. He fields the short hop cleanly and throws to second just in time for the out. Ramirez keeps his foot on the bag as Squires came sliding in, but that will end the inning for Quad Cities. The damage has been done, though. The Bandits up 3-0 as we go to the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the first time in this Game 3 rubber match, the River Bandits will be pitching with the lead. It's 3-0 Quad Cities as we start the final third of the ball game today. Kyle Kirchville with you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's right-hander Chase Wallace. He'll take over for Hunter Owen, who threw a scoreless inning in his River Bandits debut. Wallace's first pitch to Parker Chavers is in there for strike one. For Owen, one full inning, one hit allowed, no walks, two strikeouts. Second toss from Wallace is a slider chased in the dirt by Chavers, and he falls behind Owen, too. Wallace is one of those classic fastball slider guys. You will seldom see him throw anything else but the four-seam fastball in about a low 80s slider. He delivers. Fastball up and in, it's 1-2. Quad City scored all three of its runs in the bottom of the sixth inning on a two-run triple from Carson Rockefeller and then an RBI single for Carter Jensen, the 1-2 hitters in the order. The pitch. Slider runs in, and it's off the glove of Hernandez back to the backstop. 2-2. Finally, some runs on the board after the first 5.5 innings of today's game were nothing but bagels. The pitch. Slider just left outside. And the count goes full on Parker. Javer's the 8-hole hitter for Nick Lovello today. He's followed by Opitz and the leadoff man Bateman. The payoff. Chopper, two-hopping its way to second base. Justin Johnson's got it, and he throws over to first for the out. Nice start to the 2024 season for Chase Wallace, who makes his season debut today. Chase has pitched with the Bandits in now parts of 3 seasons. He made 22 appearances for Quad Cities in 2022, and he made 6 appearances for the Bandits last year after spending most of the summer in Single-A Columbia. First pitch to Casey Opitz is fouled off Omar Hernandez for strike 1. Nobu Yasuta, the home plate umpire, gives him a pat on the back and will dust off home plate as a courtesy to let Hernandez shake it off. Opitz 0 for 2 with a ground ball and a fly out to right field today. Switch hitter bats left and takes a slider down the middle for a called strike 2. Chase is one of the older guys on the River Bandits roster at just 25 years old. Signed as an undrafted free agent with the Royals back in 2020. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a back foot slider and a beautiful one at that. First strikeout of the year for Wallace, and there are quickly 2 away in the top of the 7th inning. That's a really good pitch for Wallace. When he is locating that, he is a very tough guy to hit, right-handed or left-handed. Here's the leadoff man, Bateman. First pitch. Fastball for strike 1. Brett does not have a hit tonight, but he threw out what would have been the first run of the game at the plate back in the 5th inning. Jack Pineda singled up the middle, and then Bateman threw out Brett Squires trying to score from second. Second toss to Bateman is a called strike on the lower inside corner, and it's 0-2. Wallace trying to make quick work of the Cubs here in the top of the 7th inning and get the Bandits back into the dugout. 2 strike toss. See you later. Strike 3 on another slider. Chase Wallace cruises through the top of the 7th inning, and the Bandits, sure enough, will go right back to home plate. 3-0 Quad Cities as we go to stretch on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Searching for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located behind Section 7 inside the ballpark, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
River Bandits bullpen continues to look phenomenal. Hunter Owen and Chase Wallace have already turned in 2 scoreless innings, and now the bats go back to work in the bottom of the 7th. Angel Hernandez still doing the pitching for the Cubs after finishing the last frame on the hill. He starts off Jack Pineda with strike 1. If you total up The two innings from the relievers today. The Bandits bullpen has thrown 13 and a third innings this weekend and allowed just one earned run. Jack takes up and in. One ball, one strike. Pineda one for two with a single and a walk. He'll take a hack here and slice one towards left field. The ball drifting away from Pinago. He dives and can't make the catch, and now it rolls all the way behind the River Bandits bullpen. Pineda bursting around second, on his way to third, and he's in with a feet-first slide. It's a leadoff triple for Pineda, the River Bandits' third triple of the game. Jack Pineda turned on the afterburners after he saw that one get past Pinango. It's the second time a Cubs outfielder has slid for a dying baseball, if you will. And it's gotten past him, leading to extra bases for the Bandits. Justin Johnson had one of those earlier as he steps to the plate and will not have to swing to bring in Jack Pineda. A balk is called on Hernandez, and the Bandits are going to take a 4-0 lead. And now here comes Nick Lovello looking for an explanation. Jack Pineda with the triple and then a walk home on the balk. Bandits have their biggest lead of the season. Now we'll have to take a look at the replay and see if we can identify what the infraction was. But David Sabol threw his arms up. He called it immediately. Nothing we can see right there. Must have happened before then. But either way, David Sabol right there. He did not hesitate. Immediately pointed home. And now it's effectively a clean slate for Justin Johnson. Nick Lovello has gotten his explanation whether he liked it or not. And is back in the dugout as JJ takes a pitch low for ball one. How about that? Three triples in the game for the Quad Cities River Bandits. Not something you see every day. As Johnson swings over the top of one. And who would have thought on a day like this afternoon where the wind is howling in that the Bandits would have three triples? The pitch. Low, two balls, one strike. Johnson awaits the 2-1. And pulls one on the ground past the shortstop, Rojas. It's into left field for another base hit. Quad Cities firing on all cylinders now. They've got 9 hits in the game. And the bottom of the order has started to come alive in the middle innings. Nice swing from Johnson. Got a pitch right down the middle at 90 miles an hour. And he yanked it between Rojas and Pertuz. The man at first, nobody out for Gene Ramirez. Hernandez will throw to first, back with a dive. Goes Justin Johnson. Now this is easily the most hits Quad Cities has had in a game this year as Ramirez looked to perhaps drag bunt, but he pulls back as he was already stepping out of the box. Gene will never hesitate to lay one down. In fact, his first hit as a River Bandit back in 2023 was a bunt single. It came with two strikes. 1-0. Not bunting this time. Hernandez takes outside, and it's 2-0. Make that Ramirez taking outside. Hernandez, the pitcher for the South Bend Cubs. He's come in and given up a run on two hits and a walk, plus a balk. Ramirez again squaring around, but he pulls back and takes strike two on the lower outside corner. Almost like Hernandez is saying, fine, try to bunt. I'm going to keep throwing it low and outside as you're drifting away. Throw to first. Back with a dive, Johnson. Justin hesitated for just a brief moment, but got back, no problem. The pitch. That's a bit low to Ramirez. And he moves into a better hitter's count now. 3-1. Johnson with some stealing ability, if you will. Probably not going to take off here as the 3-1 is a called strike. It's on the lower outside corner. Just got a piece of the zone. Nice spot there from Hernandez, and the count goes full. Gene bends his knees and holds his bat with the hands chest high. And now we'll take a called strike three for the first down of the inning. That was a pitch right on the inside edge of the zone. Ramirez didn't think it was a strike, but Nobu Yasuda did. And that strikeout is the first of the ball game for Hernandez. So one away, but still a man on for the River Bandits, Davies Nadal. We'll look for his first hit this season. He swings through a slider, delayed steal for Johnson. The throw to second from Opitz is not in time. Another stolen bag for Quad Cities. They're now 7-for-7 to start the season. That old delayed steal, the Brooks Conrad special. Man, that was a close play. A nice tag slapped down by Rojas. But Johnson got in there. A one. Slow roller to the right side. Calmer's got it. He flips to the pitcher covering. And Nadal nearly beat it out. But a bang-bang play turns into an out. Nadal with terrific speed made that one close. But he is retired. To bring the top of the order back to the plate in Carson Rockefeller. Rockefeller came through for the Bandits' first RBIs today. Here's a look at the slow motion replay. Wow, that was close, but David Sabol made the right call. Nice work in the replay room. Rockefeller takes the first pitch, low and away for ball one. Johnson standing at third base as a potential fifth run for Quad Cities. Hernandez goes back to the lower outside corner and this time finds the strike zone. Rockefeller watches it go by to even the count at one. Nobody warming in the Bandits' bullpen. Chase Wallace will go back out for the eighth. Rockefeller swings away 1-1 and fouls it over the screen. One ball, two strikes. Bandits' pitching staff has held the Cubs to just two hits today. They've issued a few walks, all via the starter Williams, but they've done a terrific job once again. Hernandez trying to get out of this inning. 1-2. Blooped up on the left side. The third baseman Pertuz onto the track in front of the bleachers. We'll watch it bounce into the Pepsi Loge box. And there's that fan again looking for another souvenir. She's hustling over as it rolls down the stairs right to the fan who didn't even have to move. She misread that one. She went to the wrong side of the section. She thought it was going to bounce onto the concourse. 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by Opitz. I think she's on the phone. That's what threw her off. Sure enough, she's taking a call right now. There she is. She's not dialed in. Well, I guess she is dialed in, just to the wrong thing. 2-2 to Rockefeller. Just low and away. Great take from Carson. That was about as close as you could ask for. Full count. Runner at third. Two outs. Bandits up 4-0. The pitch. Called strike three. Hernandez went right back to that same spot. And this time he finds the zone. So a couple of strikeouts in the inning for Angel Hernandez, but the Bandits do strike for another run. A triple leading off the inning for Jack Pineda turns into a tally on a balk by Hernandez. 4-0 Quad Cities. We're going to the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Back to work goes the Bandits right-hander, Chase Wallace. Top of the eighth inning, his squad leads the Cubs 4-0 in Game 3 of the series. First pitch to Rojas is lined softly over to short. It's an easy play for Jack Pineda, who hauls it in. That's a quick out number one. Pineda's been super busy in this ball game. He got 4 ground ball opportunities in the first 3 innings, induced by starter Henry Williams. And then in the last half inning, he tripled and scored a run on a balk. First pitch to Long in this inning. Low and inside for ball one. 3 straight right-handers due up to face Wallace in this frame. The first already retired in Rojas. Long at the plate, Calmer on deck. Here's a fastball from Chase. It's poured in there for a strike. Wallace, a former Tennessee product. The pitch. Lifted towards right. It's slicing away from Ramirez into the corner. This one lands fair in between the warning track and the wall. Long goes for second. The throw from Ramirez hops in, but it's just a bit late. No tag applied by Pineda. And it's another double for Johnny Long. He screened one over Nadal back in the third inning, and now goes the opposite way, nestling it in between the right field wall in the warning track. He's using all fields today. So a man into scoring position for Brian Calmer as the Cubs look to erase that 0 off the scoreboard. It's been there since last night. First pitch. Slider up and away from Wallace. It's 1-0. Both teams looking to get the bullpens active once again. The Cubs have stood a right-hander up on the first base side while the Bandits have a few dudes milling about. 1-0. Wave and a miss. Another slider from Wallace. Calmer couldn't connect. It's 1-1. Cubs cleanup man is 0-2 with a strikeout and a walk today. It's 1-11 in the series. The pitch. Low and away, 2-1. Calmer, 23 years old from Phoenix, Arizona. The Cubs' 18th round pick in last year's draft. Johnson, the second baseman, holds the runner. The pitch. Scooped foul over the right side. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As promised, let's get you some updates from the out-of-town scoreboard. As the Midwest League action this weekend is coming to a close. Just 2 games still happening. Our game, one of them. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Wallace gets Calmer on a slider. That's his 3rd strikeout of the game and the 2nd out here in the top of the 8th inning. Right on right. I don't know how you hit that slider. Calmer wondering the same thing I am. So here's the switch hitter, Pedro Ramirez. He's 1-2 with a single and a walk. One of just 2 South Bend Cubs to reach multiple times in the game. He'll chop the first pitch over to third. Tough hop for Warner. He gloves with a backhand, throws to first, but it's not in time. Ramirez beats it out, and Long moves into third base. An infield hit for Ramirez, who reaches base for the 3rd time today. And I don't think there's anything else Warner could have done. He couldn't have charged anymore. Squires couldn't have stretched anymore. That ball just hit too softly to turn it into an out. So men at the corners for Yohendrick Pinyongo. Left-handed hitting outfielders 0-3. He did reach on an air back in the 6th inning. Wallace kicks and fires. Chopper off home plate, rolling to the right side. It's going to stay foul. Squires will touch it in front of the first base coach's box. As I mentioned earlier, the Colonels Skycarp game at ABC Supply Stadium was rained out, so Beloit will not have a chance to start the year 3-0 today. Other games that have gone final, or at least no longer have action tied to them. A 1 pitch. Called strike on the inner half, 0-2. Fort Wayne shuts out Great Lakes today, 2-0. Loons held to just 1 hit in the game. Loons started out the week 2-0. Wallace, a peek over his shoulder, the 0-2. popped in the air, shallow left field, playable for Nadal. He battles the wind, comes in a few steps, and makes the catch to end the inning. Two scoreless frames out of the bullpen for Chase Wallace. He and Hunter Owen have kept this game scoreless as we go into the bottom of the eighth. 4-0 River Bandits on the River Bandits Baseball Network. We'll keep those score updates coming in just a bit.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at Modern Woodman Park. Quad Cities in command 4-0 in this rubber match. Carter Jensen leads off the inning at the plate for the Bandos and fouls one into the screen for strike one. Jensen, Warner, Squires due up as Quad Cities looks to add to its lead. Then they'll be facing a different Angel, from Angel Hernandez to Angel Gonzalez. The right-hander's 0-1 pitch is looped in the air to left field. This one pushing back. Piniango still going back to the track. He'll make the catch. That one actually helped out by the wind for seemingly the first time this weekend, but Piniango still is able to track it down. And Jensen is retired. He's got 3 fly balls and an RBI single today. And with different weather conditions, he'd have a much more attractive line, but just how the cookie has crumbled today. One out, base is empty for Trevor Werner, who's 1-for-4 with a single. Gonzalez delivers. First pitch fastball is a called strike one. Gonzalez pitching for South Bend for the second time in his career. Split time between Myrtle Beach and Four Winds Field last year. A one. Wave and a miss. Great slider. Nothing in two. For the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, he appeared in 20 games out of the bullpen. He finished 15 of those games, racking up 5 saves and posting a 3.46 ERA, but he struggled upon getting to South Bend. 0-2 pitch fought off by Werner. He stays alive as he fouls it over the screen. For the Cubs, he pitched in 15 innings and allowed 16 earned runs on 15 hits and 16 walks. He had a whip over 2. He works out of the stretch, pausing at the belt. Another 0-2 pitch is cut on and missed. He goes from the fastball to the slider, and Werner can't make the adjustment. He's down on strikes for the first time today, and they're quickly 2 away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chase Wallace pitched the last 2 innings out of the bullpen for the River Bandits, but they've got a man tossing in the bullpen right now, presumably for the bottom of the ninth, or rather the top of the ninth. A deep breath from Gonzalez. First pitch to Brett Squires is low and in for ball one. Looks like for the River Bandits, it's Ben Sears getting loose. Today would mark his season debut should he enter. Big 1-0 hack from Squires. He comes up empty 1-1. Brett has reached base in all four of his plate appearances today. He has been tremendous. Two singles and two walks, but he has not scored either time. He hacks away 1-1 and comes up empty. That was a pitch perhaps a bit low and outside. And it's now a ball and two strikes. Gonzalez shakes off two signs from Opitz, but quickly likes the third. He deals. Rolled over to the right side. It's going to stay foul. Calmer touches up, and Squire stays alive. His live batting average, if you will, 375. He's got an on-base percentage over 610. As although the extra base hits haven't come just yet, Squires is finding his way to first base more often than not. Another two-strike pitch. This is pounded on the ground to the left side. The third baseman, Pertuz, way to his left field, but throws high to first, and Squires is going to reach yet again. This time, though, it might be an error on Fabian. And sure enough, it is the third error of the game for the South Bend Cubs as Squires just got under the tag from Calmer. Nice effort from the first baseman, leaping up into the air to make the catch and then trying to slap the glove on the runner. That is the third error of the game for the Cubs and their fifth on the weekend. Omar Hernandez will get a try with two outs. He'll take a pitch in the dirt for ball one. That was a tough play for Pertuz, though. The Cubs were shifted a little bit towards right field, playing Squires to pull the ball. And as a result, Pertuz basically had to range over towards short to make the play. Runner takes off. Hernandez lines one to right center field. It's going to be playable, though, for Chavers, who hustles over and makes the catch to end the inning. So the Bandits do not add to their 4-0 lead, but they've got a nice advantage, looking for three more outs and for their first series win of the season. Top of the ninth, coming up next on the River Bandits Baseball Network, it's 4-0 Quad Cities.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Bandits are 3 outs away from their first shutout win of the year and their first series win of the year. Brooks Conrad will turn to the right-hander Ben Sears to try to get those outs. They'll face Pertuz, Chavers, and Opitz, the bottom third of the Cubs order that's due up. 4-0 River Bandits in a game that has featured a little bit of offense and obviously some phenomenal pitching by these Bandits' arms. Right-hander Pertuz takes a called strike from the right-hander Sears. The slider drops in for a called strike. Sears spent a little time with the Bandits last year, but he was primarily a closer for the Fireflies as Pertuz fouls went into Hernandez, the catcher, for strike two. Sears with Columbia posted a 3.21 ERA in 61 and two-thirds innings. He ranked tied for fourth in the Royals system with nine saves, all of which he earned with the Fireflies. Time called by Pertus. He'll step out ahead of the 0-2 pitch. A great year in the Carolina League for Sears, but his five games in Quad Cities didn't go all that great. He gave up 10 earned runs in 9 innings. 0-2 pitch. Fastball just outside. Great 2-strike offering. All three of the hitters due up for the Cubs here in the ninth inning are hitless. They are all 0-for-3. Pertus struck out swinging against Chase Wallace his last time up in the sixth. 1-2 slider in the dirt. Pertus watches it go by. Just to recap the River Bandits pitchers today. Henry Williams got the start. He went 5 scoreless innings. Gave up just 1 hit. Walked 4 and struck out 3. The pitch. Fastball pulled on the ground towards third. Werner charges, gloves, throws to first. It's away from Squires, who can't make the catch. The runner is safe, and the ball stops against the fence behind the first base bag. Hernandez was there to back it up, and the Cubs are going to have a base hit. So Pertus gets an infield knock for his first hit of 2024. Werner, a little bit off balance on the throw, made an inaccurate toss. He's had that play 3 or 4 times prior to today, and he's made it. This is the first time he fails to convert as Chavers squares to bunt, but pulls back. It's ball one. The announced attendance here at Modern Woman Park today, just 629, and you can't blame them. It is not comfortable out there. 1-0 pitch in the dirt, 2-0. Just a small handful of fans have braved what's essentially a giant wind tunnel outside. First pitch temperature, 47 degrees, but the sun has come out considerably since then. 2-0. Sears pours in a strike, gets 2-1. Right now the thermostat reading 58 degrees, but with the wind blowing, there's no way it's that comfortable. 2-1, left outside by Sears. It's 3-1. Ben is 23 years old, hailing from Providence, Rhode Island. He became a member of the Royals organization in 2022 when he was drafted in the 14th round. The pitch. Off the end of the bat, foul over the screen. A 3-2 count on Chavers. Sears pitched at the Community College of Rhode Island in Warwick, but eventually made his way to the University of Houston, where he was drafted out of and completed his college career. Payoff pitch, that's tipped into the glove of Hernandez and held on to for strike three. First strikeout of the year for Ben Sears. And there's one away in the top of the ninth inning. Ninth strikeout for the River Bandits pitching staff. They haven't been overwhelming the Cubs with Ks, but they've had enough in there. Here's Casey Opitz, who somehow gets the legs out of the way of that inside fastball. Ball one. Casey 0-for-3 with a strikeout today. Back on opening night, he went 0-for-3 with a walk. The pitch. Inside with a fastball, 2-0. Opitz, a native of Littleton, Colorado, 25 years old, and an 8th-round pick by the Cubs in 2021. The pitch. Fouled over the left side, 2-1. Opitz tardy on the fastball. Actually got a chance to work with Casey's brother, Jake. Back when I was in the Pioneer League in 2019, Jake Opitz, the manager of the Grand Junction Rockies back when that team was affiliated with Colorado. Opitz swings and misses through a fastball. It's 2-2. They're now the Grand Junction Jackalopes over in the Pioneer League. They're still operating, but in an independent capacity. And Jake is still in baseball, working as a coach in the Rocky system. Runner at first bluffs, and Sears is going to step off. Nice heads-up move there. Pertus took a couple of hard steps towards second base and almost tried to induce a balk, but Sears knew what to do. His attention back to Opitz. 2-2 pitch. Fastball high. Now a throwback to first, and they can't catch Pertu's lollygagging. He's back on the bag. And Opitz steps back into the box in a full count. 4-0 Bandits in the top of the ninth. They've already got one out. Looking for the last two to nail down the win. The payoff. Line drive. Make that a fly ball right center field. Playable for Rockefort. He'll range over into the alley and make the catch. Not a bad swing from Opitz, but you could hear the sound of the bat. A little bit crunchy, if you will. He got it off the handle. Didn't quite square it up. And now the Bandits are one out away from what would be their first shutout of the year. Quad City's pitching staff had 7 shutout wins last year, while the Bats were shut out 12 times. Bateman up. He'll take a slider in for ball one. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, the Bandits will hit the road for their first trip next week. They will be in Comstock to take on the West Michigan Whitecaps. 1-0. Slider missed inside. 2-0 on Bateman. It'll be the first time the River Bandits have met up with the Whitecaps since the organization became a Royals affiliate back in 2021. They've never been here. The Bandits have never been there since prior to the pandemic, as Bateman takes the ball high. It's 3-0. But we'll go back to the conventional 6-game series, which you see throughout the minor leagues nowadays. The Bandits will be in West Michigan from Tuesday the 9th to Sunday the 14th. Sears delivers a pitch outside to Bateman, and that's going to put the Cubs leadoff man on via walk for the second time in the game and prolong the contest a little bit more as Pertuz goes up the second, Bateman to first. Still waiting on the projected rotation, the probable pitchers for Quad Cities next week. But it's likely that you'll see the likes of Shane Panzini as the first pitch to Rojas is a slider in for a called strike. He along with Frank Mazzucato. A couple of starters on the roster that we've yet to see. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Good slider. Nothing in two. And Sears, after giving up the walk, attacking Rojas quickly. Shortstop for the Cubs. Looking to snap an 0 for 4 and keep this game going. Sears looks to second. The 0-2. Just fouled back. Sears went to the slider again, and Rojas barely got a piece of it. It's worth noting, though, the game times, of course, Eastern time zone next week. The Bandits at 6:35 Eastern will start their series with the Whitecaps on Tuesday. Hope to see you there. 0-2 again. Fastball left up. 1-2. Of course, West Michigan over in the Eastern Division of the Midwest League. That's mostly why the River Bandits don't see them often. They are the affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Another 2-strike offering from Sears. Slider got him whiffing for strike 3, and that's the ball game. Quad Cities wraps up a 4-0 shutout win in their first series win of 2024. A terrific outing on the hill for Henry Williams, Hunter Owen, Chase Wallace, and Ben Sears, who keep the South Bend Cubs scoreless. They get 4 walks, make that 5 walks and 5 hits, but nothing more. It's the Bandits who win 2 out of 3 against South Bend. The first time the home team in an opening weekend series between the Cubs and the Bandits has gone to the home team. The Bandits finally snap a strange streak and win the majority of the contests here in Davenport. Final score at Modern Woman Park, 4-0 Quad Cities. We'll have your River Bandits post-game show next. We'll finally get you updated on those out-of-town scores, and we'll also check in with the rest of the Royals farm system, see what else is going on in the Royals organization. The Bandits take 2 of 3 from the South Bend Cubs. 4-0 the final on a Sunday afternoon in Davenport.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Final time this afternoon and for the final time on opening weekend. Welcome back to Modern Woodman Park and the John O'Donnell Press Box. Kyle Kirchville with you for your River Bandits post-game show as the Bandits complete a shutout win over the South Bend Cubs and claim two out of three games in their opening weekend series. Here's your final line score for you. For the Cubs, no runs on five hits and three errors. They go 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position and strand 11 men on base. For the River Bandits, 4 runs on 9 hits and 1 error. They go 3-for-12 with men in scoring position and win despite stranding 13 on the base paths. A tremendous pitching performance by the River Bandits today. Henry Williams, the starter for Quad Cities, making his High A and River Bandits debut, goes 5 scoreless innings, allowing 1 hit with 4 walks and 3 strikeouts. He was followed by Hunter Owen, who made his River Bandits and professional debut, throwing a scoreless inning, working around 1 hit and striking out 2. And then it was Chase Wallace and Ben Sears who wrapped up the final third of the ball game. Wallace gets credit for a hold with 2 scoreless innings plus 3 strikeouts. And then Sears worked around a hit and a walk, striking out 2. For the Bandits, 9th and 10th strikeouts in the top of the 9th inning. For the South Bend Cubs, they got a good performance from their starter Tyler Schlaefer, who went 3 scoreless and struck out 1. The loss goes to Cohen Moreno, who the Bandits got to in the 6th inning. He allowed 3 runs in 2 2/3 frames on 4 hits, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. The Bandits got an insurance run against Angel Hernandez in the bottom of the 7th, the only run he allowed in an inning and a third,
And then Angel Gonzalez closed out the game for the Cubs pitching staff with a scoreless bottom of the eighth inning. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 31 minutes. And as mentioned earlier, a small crowd on hand on a cold, uncomfortable day in downtown Davenport, 629 through the gates here at Modern Woodman Park. Neither team scored until the sixth inning, and that's when the Bandits finally broke through against Moreno. It was Carson Rockefort who stepped to the plate and drove in two with a two-run triple, the second of three River Bandits triples in the game to help fuel the offense. The next batter was Carter Jensen, who hopped one over in a shrunken infield, if you will. The second baseman Ramirez playing in with Rockefort at third base after the triple, and Jensen hopped it over him into right field for an RBI single and a 3-0 Bandits lead. In the seventh inning, the Bandits turned to the triple again, this one of the leadoff variety, as Jack Pineda picked up his second knock of the game and tripled into left field, eventually coming around to score on the very next pitch, as the pitcher Angel Hernandez was called for a balk, and Pineda trotted home from third to make it 4-0 River Bandits, and that's the score that would remain on the board until the end of our contest today. With the win, the Bandits are now 2-1 overall, and of course 2-1 at home. For South Bend, 1-2 overall, 1-2 away from Four Winds Field. They'll be back home next week for their home opening series. Let's take a look at some of the scores from around the Midwest League. Everything is wrapped up this weekend. As I mentioned earlier, Cedar Rapids and Beloit were rained out. The Colonels started the year 0-2, Skycarp 2-0, and neither team getting a chance to fix or build on those performances today. They'll make up today's contest on April 27th as part of a doubleheader the next time those two teams meet. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers got a 5-4 win at home over the Peoria Chiefs, the Brewers affiliate, now 2-1 on the young season. The Great Lakes Loons were shut out at home. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps pick up a 2-0 win over Great Lakes in Midland. The Loons held to just one hit in that game. The Dayton Dragons got a walk-off win to claim the series over Lansing. The Reds affiliate scores one in the bottom of the ninth to top the Lugnuts 7-6. And in Lake County, the Captains send the West Michigan Whitecaps to 1-2. They win 3-2 at Classic Auto Group Park. As I mentioned earlier, the Bandits will play the West Michigan Whitecaps at their place in Grand Rapids next week. It'll be the first six-game series of the year for the Bandits and, of course, their first road trip. As I mentioned, we'll be back on the air at 6:35 Eastern time on Tuesday, but then it's a bit of a funky schedule throughout the week. There are some afternoon games in there, so make sure you head over to riverbandits.com and stay up to date with when your Bandits will be back on air here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. With that, we're going to wrap up our weekend of broadcasting. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. We need to check in on the scores from around the Royals farm system. I promised I'd get you some of those. As I mentioned, the Columbia Fireflies, they have not started yet, but they're in action in about 20 minutes over in Augusta. The Fireflies are looking for their first win of the season. They'll start up against the Green Jackets at 4:05 Central Time. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals and the Tulsa Drillers are in a slugfest at Arvest Ballpark right now. The Drillers scored 7 runs in the third. They lead NWA 10-7 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Caden Wallace currently at the plate for the Naturals, so definitely tune in with Sean Mernon to catch the remainder of the game in Northwest Arkansas. And then over in Columbus, where the AAA Storm Chasers were at this weekend, the Chasers improved to 5-4 on the year as they also get a shutout victory. They beat the Clippers 2-0 and got some tremendous help from a former River Bandit in Will Fleming, who made his high A in Storm Chasers debut today. He goes 4 2/3 shutout innings, allowing 2 hits with no walks and 6 strikeouts. That's some great stuff to see from one of the nicest guys in the Royals farm system. Fleming starting the year officially on the Northwest Arkansas roster, and that's probably where he'll spend most of the year, but there was a spot available for him in the rotation this weekend, and boy, did he take advantage. Hopefully, we're seeing lots of stuff like that from Will Fleming in both double and triple A come season's end. Now we can officially close out today's broadcast. On behalf of our entire production staff and our director of production, Justin Hodge, I'm Kyle Kercheval, thanking you so much for tuning in on Bally Live, MILB TV, and of course at riverbandits.com. Quad Cities off tomorrow, back in action for a full six-game series against the West Michigan Whitecaps as the Royals and Tigers affiliate meet up for the first time since 2019. We'll be back on the air for that. Hope to see you then. Make sure you tune in at riverbandits.com. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great Monday, and we'll see you next time on the River Bandits Baseball Network.